A small crowd and lots of news media attended Sharpton's speech on the steps of the City County building in Madison. A coalition of 30 groups called Cities for People will hold an alternative conference at the Madison Labor Temple, and protesters will be allowed to use a street a block away from the conference center, the Monona Terrace. The mayor's conference has many corporate sponsors and a business roundtable that includes representatives of corporations. Sharpton says they have undue influence over the mayor's.
Some of us understand what America is really about, and it's not about corporate-sponsored lunches. It's about making sure every child can eat, every senior citizen can afford prescription drugs. This is not a nation for the wealthy. This is a nation for the people, and the people must rise back up.
The city has limited the area where protesters will be allowed. Some buildings will be closed over the weekend, including the state capitol and the University of Wisconsin Memorial Union, where a mayor's conference event will be held. Sharpton says the city is illegally trying to restrict protesters.
If they don't understand what peaceful, nonviolent protest gatherings are, bring them a copy of the Constitution that they claim to uphold. I know that many of them haven't heard of that, because the lobbyists they meet with don't talk about that. But there is another lobby that's in Madison this weekend. It's the lobby of the people.
The mayor's conference could cost the city more than $600,000 for added security. In addition to Madison police, sheriff's deputies and the Capitol Police Force will be available. Critics say that's an overreaction to demonstrators who just want to protest peacefully. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.